Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio. Thank you, man with golden voice, Ted Williams, back here on a getaway Friday, good Friday, and first Friday in the month of April 2026. It is 15 minutes past 11 a.m. Scott Spears and the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, broadcasting from an undisclosed location. But I will tell you, Mary Ellen, we have seen our first person who has found us. We have one egg already drawn for the big prize today.
Yes, and that's exciting.
It is, and they were listening to us, and they got what the clues were, and they have found us where we are. Now, will anybody else find us? I don't know. This person might be the shoe-in winner if we don't see anybody else.
Well, we'll wait and see.
We'll wait and see what happens as we go on along here. WGH Talk Radio. Now, we probably should give another clue. Mary, you can give any clue you want. What would be the next clue as to where we are?
Well, let me see. I see something yellow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of yellow over there.
Oh, there is. Yeah.
So from where we are seated, Mary Ellen can see something yellow. The Easter Bunny is behind her. There are balloons and flowers where we are. And those are the hints as to where we are. And also from where we are, it is a very, very busy Good Friday.
Yes, it is. They're very much walking around somewhere.
And candy here, candy. Now, sad news, and we have no way to really do a checkup on this now, but somebody did come up to us and say that apparently a fighter jet was shot down over Iran. Very sad news, but we'll keep you abreast of this information as we get it. But Mary Ellen, as this war goes on, the president spoke the other night. Well, first of all, I haven't seen you since that. That was Wednesday night. What did you make of the president's 13-minute speech on Wednesday night?
Well, it was a nothing speech. He really told us nothing. Said the same things that he always does. And there was no information about, you know, what he was, whether he's going to end the war. I mean, the same stuff he's been saying, so we don't know anymore.
You know, Matt Morgan did find us here, by the way. Matt, we were talking about that speech this morning, and we were just informed, maybe you can check this out, one of the people came up to us and said that a fighter jet was shot down over Iran.
Yeah, I actually talked about this while I was waiting for you guys, so I was ahead of the curve, I guess.
Oh, what happened?
I mean, the only thing I knew is that the fighter jet got shot down and the pilot ejected. There's a rescue mission. I know that much. U.S. has launched a rescue mission.
Do we know anything about the pilot at this point?
I haven't read. I was, you know, I was on air. I haven't got a chance to read it yet.
That's a tragedy.
It is.
Well, hopefully he's okay or she's okay or whoever it was that had to eject, but that's not a good situation. And what that also makes me fearful of, if this person is harmed, what's our response going to be?
Yes. When he put soldiers over there, I was so concerned about that. I don't think we should have soldiers over there.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was necessarily the best route to take in the whole situation with Iran. But again, we'll keep you abreast, and we'll be on the air tonight. Back with you live, and I'm sure we'll have a lot more information tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. Matt and I will be live tonight, and I'm sure this will be something you'll be talking on your show tonight about.
Yes, yeah. I'm reading it now. Apparently there's not a whole lot of news about it, but this is also from 8 o'clock. So, I mean, there's probably going to be more information by tonight.
I would imagine. As the information develops, I'm sure we'll all be aware of what is going on, to be sure. Mary Ellen, we've got one person entered into the big contest here. We see a lot of yellow where we are. The balloons are blowing around at this particular point where we are. There is an Easter bunny here. There is chocolate here. There are flowers. There are balloons. It's a whole hullabaloo as we head into the big Easter weekend.
Yes, it is, and everybody's very busy.
They certainly are. I don't know how many people I can count right now, but it is quite a few.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to let people know that this event is supported by the committee to elect Jason Schauber, County Commissioner, so we thank him for his support of this particular event, so we could come out and do this on this Good Friday, 2025. And here we are. Now, you know, we had a little connection difficulty as we were starting the morning, but apparently it seems as if things are working better at this particular time, Mary Ellen. Technology sometimes can fail you, so we improvised, but it looked like it came up now.
I have a difficult time with technology.
Technology can be a mess. Technology can be an absolute mess, and it was definitely not the greatest thing for us this morning, but ended up working, and now people are listening and hopefully hearing okay. I think Matt went to get a chair. He was chairless at this particular... I wouldn't want to stand up that long.
No.
No, not a fun thing to do. People are busy today. People have certainly, I would say, they have a goal in their eye, to say the least.
Well, it's a holiday, Good Friday. Yeah.
Good Friday is always a very busy day because most people are off work today. Schools are not in session today, and people only have a certain amount of time to get ready for the holiday that is approaching.
Yes, and I think that's why it's so busy. I mean, they got a dinner to prepare, and they have to get ready for that.
They absolutely do, and these things are all... Was Easter a big holiday when you were a little girl?
Yes, uh-huh, yeah. My mother had informed me incorrectly about everything.
She didn't give you the straight truth on everything.
No, I was a little upset with her when I found out.
Now, did you get Easter baskets when you were a little girl?
I don't think so. I can't remember any.
Well, a big part of Easter Sunday is church, of course. Did you go to church services?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we went to church. Yeah.
When you were a child, what church did you attend?
A Methodist church in Kirkpatrick.
Is it the one that's still there?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's where I got married, too. Yeah.
Do you ever go back and visit that church?
I haven't been, I did a long time ago, but I haven't been there for years.
You know, that church has maintained for a long, long time.
Well, and then in this last situation where churches had to vote on what they believed in, that church went, I guess I was trying to think of what the word is. They went the other way. They didn't stay regular church. Yeah,
there certainly is a lot of kerfluffle in the Methodist religion at this point, but that's okay. They'll sort it all out in the end, I would guess.
Well, I hope so. Yeah,
we can only hope at this point.
Yeah.
Now, we are going to be drawing for our prize today, so we hope everybody's out looking. We do have one entrant so far, and we were glad to see her. She came up. She said she'd been listening, and she walked right up to us, and she got to draw an Easter egg. She drew the turquoise Easter egg, so that's our entrant at this particular point. Now, I wonder if the people, is that turquoise, Mary Ellen? No, I was wrong on the color.
It's lime.
Lime. Turquoise is more of, do we have a turquoise egg? That's turquoise. More of a bluish color. I wouldn't be good in the crayon box at this particular point. Yeah, we've got the lime egg, but we do have turquoise eggs.
It's more blue than it is turquoise, though, that egg that I held up.
We've got blues and purples, oranges, yellows, all kinds
of eggs, I'll say that.
We do. Yes. That chicken laid a lot of eggs, that Easter bunny.
Yes. I feel sorry for it.
I wonder how the bunny got associated with Easter.
I don't know. We've always thought that, haven't we?
That's always been a thing, that Easter is about the bunny. Now, Sean, I see that you found the Reese's peanut butter eggs over there. So you're celebrating Easter?
Yes, I am. I can tell.
Yep. He's having a good time. He's got a beverage, and he's found his Reese's peanut butter eggs. Matt, I'm going to let you hold this for a second so I can open up my beverage here. But what's your favorite part about Easter, and what are your memories of Easter past? And give the audience a hint as to where we are.
I don't know. I mean, Easter's past. We do the same thing pretty much every Easter. When we were younger, I guess, but there was more emphasis on the egg hunt. But we don't really. I mean, we still do an egg hunt. I don't know. There are kids, but they're still too young to really participate in the egg hunt. So you just got, like, you know, 20-year-olds egg hunting out in my grandma's front yard. We do that. But then afterwards we have, like, you know, a big family dinner. So it's kind of like another Thanksgiving.
Now, Matt, do you have this program on your computer? On your phone?
No.
Well, you're on this thing. I wonder why that is. I don't know how that became a thing. I was trying to figure out a way to test this. It looked like it called without knocking us off the air, but I don't think there's a way to do that at this particular point. So stay with us if you're out there listening. I was going to try to switch machines there, but I don't know how we could do that gingerly, as they would say. It's difficult, Mary Ellen. The technology, you know, it's a fairly warm day today.
It is. It's very nice.
You know, you've got to love temperatures like this as we head into Easter. And coming up on Saturday night, though, unfortunately, before Easter, apparently a storm is going to blow in.
Yes, we've got a storm coming. That's too bad.
That is too bad for our sake. But you know what, Sean? Can you pull up the studio real quick? I'm going to try to make this switch. So if you are out there in the listening audience, if for some reason we go away for a minute, hang with us. We're going to try to switch this over so we can use a microphone here instead of being operational on the phone. So hang with us. We're going to try to make this switch as quickly as we can. So let me know when you're ready, Sean. Okay. Do not switch the dial. We'll be back in about 30 seconds. Hey, and we're here on WGH Talk Radio, and boy, I certainly hope that we are picking up okay, because boy, wouldn't it be a tragedy if we were not at this particular point. I think the sound is all the way up, and we are being heard here at our mystery location. How are we sounding? That's what we need to know. We're on a little bit of a delay. Sound good? Oh, I think we... Mary Ellen, now, we'll see how Mary Ellen sounds. I think we made that transition okay. God forbid on this morning that everything has happened. We seemingly are operating okay now.
Okay.
I want you to tell the audience about the White House Easter egg roll, who might not have heard it as clearly when we were using the smaller microphone.
Well, it's enormous, and there's... It seems like there's just thousands of children there, and they're continually coming in and out. They begin right by my window, and I watch them coming in and going out.
So it was a big event, for sure.
It was a huge event.
Do you enjoy... Well, what will you be doing this year for Easter?
I'm going to the Red Lobster.
Very nice.
Family.
And I think a lot of people have went that route now, going out to eat instead of preparing the big meal at home.
Well, everybody was busy, and so that worked out better.
What is your favorite dish to eat on Easter? You say you like ham.
I do like ham, but I'll probably have...
You know, I always say there's never a bad time for seafood. It could be Christmas, and fish and chips and seafood would be okay.
And maybe... Lobster, if I'm
not eating. Yeah, a little lobster bisque.
Right.
That's always very good. Now, Matt, we're up and running on the... I'm going to let you talk for a minute so I can listen, but apparently we made that transition rather smoothly.
Yeah, I think so. I think it sounds pretty good. I don't really know what to say. I mean, you know, maybe I should start hunting on Easter as well. We used to hunt on Thanksgiving. I'm trying to...
Hunting?
Yes.
You don't want to get the bunny.
Yeah. What are you hunting?
Well, it depends on what's in season, I guess. I need to look at the regulations. I honestly couldn't tell you what's in season right now. I know deer's not in season right now. Squirrel season usually starts in September, so I wouldn't think it's in season right now. So, I mean, you know, maybe rabbit is in season right now. You know?
Describe how this event works today.
Okay, there we go.
You depressed us with your shooting rabbits thing.
There. No,
it sounded like Elmer Fudd. You were shooting the rabbits.
Well, today, I was wrong given telling this earlier, so now I can fix it, I guess. So I was under the impression they were going to be two of each number egg, and you would take a number and do the other number, but apparently there's only the one number in the egg, and the one number in the egg as a beekeeper, you remember your number, and at the 1 o'clock hour, we will draw to the winner of the prize.
Okay. Well, we just moved a little bit here, and we're going to move a little bit to the side here. Luckily, we have plenty of rope here today that we can get around. And I think we're still coming through loud and clear, which is a good thing today as we do the broadcast on this Easter 2026. And now we're right in the middle of everything, but that's okay. No problem. Okay, Mary Ellen?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, good. Well, you know what? It is Easter. We have one person entered in our competition. And hopefully as the afternoon goes along, everything will continue to progress okay. Now, Matt, continue the story you were telling earlier on.
Go back on that.
Okay. Well, we're here at an undisclosed location, and you come find us, and then you get an egg, and then inside the egg is a number. You remember the number. We will keep the number. We will draw the number at the end of the 1 o'clock hour, or maybe at the beginning. I'm not really sure. Just in the 1 o'clock hour, and then that will be the winner of the prize, which is also undisclosed, I guess. I think it'll be good. Last year it went pretty well at the Gypsy Queen. So, yeah, that was pretty good.
You know, next year, Mary Ellen, I think we should just go do this in the middle of the street. I think we should just go set up on Center Street and see what happens.
That's okay if there's not much traffic.
Some days there's less than others up there downtown Marion. You know, I was having a conversation. I'm not sure if the banks close on Good Friday.
I don't know either.
They used to, but I'm not sure if they do anymore.
I have no idea.
I think we're coming through loud and clear. Matt, do you know about the banks?
I do not know if the banks close on Good Friday. I haven't gone into a bank in a long time.
You went into a bank for a long time.
What about the mail? Is there mail?
I don't think there is mail today. I think because the federal government shut down that there is no mail today.
Oh, okay.
But I believe there's no mail. No school for people today. I believe all federal employees are off today, but banks might be open.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
We will find out as the day goes along. And apparently we're coming through loud and clear. That is a war that we have won this morning, and we will do our drawing during the 12 o'clock hour. Now, we've got one person entered so far. It is 34 minutes past 11 a.m., here on this Getaway Friday, first Friday in the month of April. Mary Ellen, do you think we're going to have any more severely cold weather?
I hope not.
Me too. I certainly hope not as well. I hope that everything goes as smoothly as things have went this morning.
Well, this has been interesting.
Certainly has. I think we'll be talking about this for years to come.
You know, people are going to have a hard time trying to figure out what that noise was.
Certainly. <yeah. laughs> They think we're out on a construction site somewhere. We're going to be checking all the construction sites all over town. Now, all right. I think we survived.
Okay.
Good. You know, this reminds me back to the first remote we did at Stewart's Root Beer years ago. I'll never forget that. It was a cold February night.
We were at, Mary Ellen came along, grand opening of Stewart's Root Beer. You signed the root beer mug, which is still over there. And I'll never forget, the late Charlie Evers was still alive. I came in the next morning, and Charlie said, "Scott, you're never going to believe what I listened to on the radio last night." And I said, I thought he was talking about something. I'd forgotten that we had done this. And he said, "I was sitting, and there was a former treasurer of the United States at the root beer stand here in Marion, and it was 29 degrees. He said, "That's the best broadcast I'd ever heard." And I think sometimes it goes that way.
You know, I remember that. I just about froze to death.
That, I don't think anybody ever dreamed that it would be that cold.
Yeah, it was.
It was freezing that night, and most of the opening ceremonies there at Stewart's over the years that we have attended have tended to be more toward the cold side.
Yes. Well, are they? They're open, aren't they?
They open very early now, almost in January.
Is the Jersey open?
The Jersey is open.
Yeah, we need to go there.
What is your favorite? What is your favorite place to get ice cream in Marion?
Probably the Jersey. Get with the nuts and everything, the chocolate sauce, and yeah.
Well, you know, they were celebrating an anniversary a few years ago, I believe 75. And you went, and we went through the back door and met all the people who worked at the Jersey.
I saw the big sign.
You did sign the big sign, which I think hangs in the Jersey to this day.
It's out there.
You know what I was amazed about? Maybe I shouldn't have been. It was so clean in there. It was so clean and so orderly.
I was amazed at that, too. And that makes you feel really good about it when you buy something, because you know the place is really clean.
Makes you feel very confident. Matt, you were there when we went to Jersey that day. What are your memories of the big Jersey get-together?
Oh, it was nice. They had a whole band there. There were plenty of people. I mean, plenty of people showed up to listen to the music and whatnot. But yeah, it was nice. I had, what was it, 75-cent ice cream cones because of the 75th anniversary or something? It was nice.
75-cent ice cream cones because of the 75th anniversary.
What band was there?
They did. They had a band. Do you remember the name of the band, Matt?
I do not.
You're eating Easter candy, too. The Easter Bunny has come early here.
Our friends here are eating candy.
Mary Ellen and I are doing a radio show. They're having lunch over here. I don't know what's going on. And I have got to tell you, now, I can't tell you where we are, but we are in, how many square foot would you say the location we're in is, Matt?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, here's why I asked that. It's a big place, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We are in a big place. Now, we are a little location. Our table, not even 4 foot tall here.
Right.
Okay. So we're in a big place, little location. And wouldn't you know, right next to the location where we are in this massive place, they decide to do construction during our two-hour broadcast. I mean, That is just the luck of how this runs every time we go out for a remote, Mary Ellen. Something strange happened.
Did you know that man?
I don't. Matt, do you know him?
I do.
You do? I don't know. What? Did that need to be done, like, right then?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I don't know what he was doing.
I wondered about that myself, yeah.
I mean, we couldn't wait for a commercial or anything there. That had to be done right then, right during the broadcast. He's gone. And I think it's working again. I think he's prepared. He's coming back for more. Oh, this will be good. Maybe this time he'll bring a jackhammer. We're having a good time here. It is Good Friday, 2026, and we are at an undisclosed location at this particular point. Balloons and candy and Easter bunnies and flowers and yellow things in Mary Ellen's purview. And it's a big place. I guess we can say that now. It's definitely a place that a lot of people can fit in. And at this particular point, it's a place that a lot of people are.
That's right. I see many, many different things when I look around.
You know, Mary Ellen, I think during our next hour, our last hour on the air, I expect a parade to come down through here. At some point, they'll be playing the tuba and banging cymbals at some point before this is all over.
I don't know about that.
All right. Well, It's certainly an interesting time, and it's certainly an interesting place to be. And we will, when we reveal where we are, we will thank this location for letting us come today and participate in our big mystery Easter celebration. And I do want to thank again the committee to elect Jason Schauber, County Commissioner, because they have sponsored this event.
Absolutely. Vote Jason Schauber.
Well, you can't, don't do that, Matt. You can't tell people who to vote for.
Okay.
Well, you're part of the state. You're supposed to be a journalist.
Whoa. I don't know who said that.
You're not a journalist.
I give my opinion on the politics too much to be a journalist.
So you think you're more of a commentator than a journalist?
Yeah. I think that's probably accurate, yes.
I'm okay with that.
That's better than shooting his little friends.
Yeah. You've traumatized Mary Ellen with your idea of shooting rabbits. That's not a good idea.
No,
not at Easter.
I mean, you know, I guess it'd be not the greatest time to be hunting rabbits, I suppose.
No, especially, what if you got Easter Bunny? All the kids would be very sad on Easter morning.
I know, yes. How about a possum? You could shoot a possum.
I don't think I'd shoot it. See, because if I shoot something, I got to eat it. Okay? And I'm not. I don't want to eat possum. I'll pass on the possum.
That's one of those roadkill type of things, isn't it? That's when you pick that up on the side of the road and go with that. Yeah, it's a possum. Yeah, wouldn't be. Have you ever eaten possum, Mary Ellen?
Oh, heavens, no.
Me, but I guess people just shoot for game now.
I just thought, get rid of it. I don't like their looks.
In all the places you've been, all the countries you've been in all the states, what's the strangest thing you've eaten?
Well, I think it was a deep-fried blackbird in China. Yeah.
And when they put this in front of you, what'd you think?
I tried to figure out how I couldn't eat it.
What did it taste like?
Well, it was crunchy. Very crunchy.
I bet it was. Oh, man. Do they eat that over there? Is that a delicacy?
I don't know what it was, but that's what it looked like to me. It might have been something else.
So did it even look good on the plate?
Well, it was... Well, no. I mean, it was deep fried.
Why is it in society? We just think we can deep fry something, and boy, isn't that good.
Well, and whenever they brought the watermelon, I knew it was over, and I was always relieved because it was the end of the meal.
Watermelon for dessert. So at least you recognize that. That wasn't bad.
And I like watermelon.
What is the strangest dessert that you've ever had?
Oh, that I'd have to think about that for a while. There's some very strange things. In fact, we have a few of those at Primrose.
Some of the daily adventures at Primrose are strange.
Yeah, they give them these funny names, and we always get a big kick out of it.
Do they have a lot of Jell-O there? I heard they have a lot of Jell-O.
No, they don't have it often enough. I love Jell-O.
What's your favorite flavor of Jell-O?
Well, I like all flavors. Probably the red Jell-O the best. Yeah, green. Maybe.
What is your favorite food?
My favorite food is parmesan.
Really? Wine is very good. Were you ever a beer drinker?
Oh, never. Never.
Just As we approach the 250th anniversary of this country, how do you think you'll celebrate that?
Well, I don't know. there's probably going to be a lot of things going on that day, and it'll be a big 4th of July, I'm sure.
I think we will be there to cover that event, so that'll be a lot of fun. Now, somebody out there listening this morning, Mary, just sent us a picture here. This is Mr. Weebles. He's my front porch dinner guest. And this is from this morning. Mary Ellen, look at this picture here.
Oh, there he is. Where was he?
Had any of that. Well, I pulled into the parking lot at the radio station, and I was shocked. The squirrel almost just looking at me. It didn't run away at all. It was not fearful at all of what was going on. The radio station mascot at this point. Vicious.
Squirrel. Well, they're not, they aren't going to hurt you, I don't think. Of course, they probably could if they wanted to, but usually they don't.
I think they, well, what do you think? That's very interesting. I don't know. Raccoons, I was always leery of, because I heard if a raccoon gets scared, they attack.
Purina salmon. Yeah. You know, she's...
Now, I'm going to give people one more clue here. We are somewhere on Route 95. How about that? There's a good clue. You know what area of town we are in. So if you are out there searching for us at this particular point, you know now what area of town we are in. Now, we're going to take a break at 12 o'clock. That'll be final section for the day. But at the end of that hour, at 1 o'clock, we will draw the winner here. Right now, we've only got one entrant, so the big prize looks like it's going to go to our one entrant at this particular point. Just found him. He didn't buy him. Bit of a hint to where we are right now, but you were able to find some around where we are. All right. He got him. Now, how does that fit in with your diabetes at this particular point? I was just wondering, what when you went in on those peanut butter eggs, I was wondering if we were going to have to, you know, there's an urchin somewhere near here, so maybe... Maybe put a little pep in your step today. Pep in your step. And now, Matt... As we sit here, what's on?
Well, on my show, we're going to talk about the war in Iran. And, like I said, I did read.
That'll be tonight at 10 o'clock. And we'll also be live tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. On the station. You won't want to miss that for Love Nor Money. Heaven knows what the topic will be. You know, last week, Mary Ellen, during the mist of Friday, we found out that the president's name was going to go on the money.
Yeah, we did. Right. Yes, very, quite a few people. That's right. Yeah, I wish you'd take care of this war and get it over with.
That everything turns out okay, but that is not something you like to hear. Be the winner of prize today, which hey, that's a lot of fun activity where we are here on Route 95, and that is to be expected on the they certainly are. They are out and about, and it is very, very busy, to say the least. And as I said, we are on Route 95, and I think that everybody pretty much in Marion might be out at this.
Oh, they are, right. Blooming. Yes, I hope, yeah.
We can all... You find us, I know. Maybe they'll find us, maybe they won't. They're on the clock. That's part of the game here.
Hadn't heard that term. Okay.
WGH Talk Radio here broadcasting from the mysterious location. We're going to come back. We've got one more hour, and we hope that people do find us. We've got the big prize and drawing at 1 o'clock today. Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, and the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, broadcasting.